Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Eight 12 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 71 degrees. You've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on FM 100.1 AM 1340 on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on the TV side of the house, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply follow CN2 and WRHI. That music means only one thing. It's time for Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris is the Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. Good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning.
Morning.
So we're beginning the summer rush now, right? Kids are getting out of school. Some are already out of school. Some are about to get out of school here in the Rock Hill School District. And that means we've got a lot of things going on, and we want to run through just a couple of summer safety tips. These are like everyday reminders, but boy, you have to sometimes hear them for them to really ring home.
And I'm sure adults can use these as well.
Because please watch your kids this summer, and that's what we're talking about just a little bit. You know, make right choices and be safe in all you do, from driving, summer jobs, summer practice, whatever you do for your sports, hanging out with friends, or getting online. We can talk. I mean, that's all the outdoor activities during the summertime have moved to online activities, whatever. I don't know why, but whatever. It's not the 80s anymore. We all want to see you in school.
Or our moms locked us out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Sun up to sundown. Come on. Right. Anyway. We all want to see you in school in the fall, from middle school or high school or college. There's no worse tragic story than to hear during the summer that a kid has been killed in an accident over summer. And it happened this time last year. After summer went out, we had an incident. So we're going to get that to into a second. So avoid distracted driving. Heads up, phones down. Get to where you're going safe. Don't chat with people or share anything with someone you don't know online, especially pictures or any personal information about yourself. That goes for adults, too. Don't forget, just what's out there on the internet stays on the internet.
Mm-hmm. It's forever.
Right. If you're not a strong swimmer, don't get in the water. Don't cross fence lines to go jump over a bridge, off a bridge for fun. That did happen last summer. There were 4,300 deaths nationwide in 2021 from drowning. So just be careful. Don't go doing something stupid in the water that you may regret or your friends may regret. So if you're out in the heat for work, fun, sports, drink plenty of water, use sunscreen. Sunburns suck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. And don't drink alcohol, especially out in the sun, because that just makes your dehydration worse. That goes for adults, too. Kids, we know you're going to go out there. We know.
Well, you have to be 21 legally to drink alcohol as well.
Exactly. So
that is adults.
I mean, you're going to have peer pressure. It's summertime. Don't do that. Don't take any kind of prescription pills that aren't prescribed to you, or any kind of pills for anything for that matter. Summertime's not the time to go experimenting and saying, hey, I'm 1 year older and I'm going to be a whatever next year. I'm going to be in high school next year. I'm going to be in college next year. That's not the time. And we know next week a lot of kids are going down to the beach for first week, I guess. Do they still call it first week?
I don't know.
Summer.
We call it senior week. Yeah. At the beach.
Senior week, first week, whatever you want to call it. One, drive there, get there safe. Go with a trusted adult, somebody responsible, and come home safely. And I'm speaking as a parent now, because I have one going down there next week. So that's never just be safe. So in short, have a great summer break.
The Counseling Services of Lancaster County, they have a campaign. It's called Parents Who Host Lose the Most. And they're just reminding parents not to host parties where people might be drinking, because they are responsible for those people, especially if they're underage, which I know we all know there was always that family that said if you wanted to do it, you could do it with this group because they, you know, they're okay. And if you're going to do it, I'd rather you just do it under our watchful eye. But that's a big campaign, and I know that's a big, big misconception because you're dealing with a lot of fallout if there's an incident there.
And grown-ups, be the grown-up. Mm-hmm. You know, adults, be the grown-up in the group. Mm-hmm. Don't do things that you, my parents let me drink when I was in high school, as long as we did it at home. No. That's just, don't be that. Don't be your kid's friend, be your kid's parent.
The Lord gave them lots of friends. He only gave them one mom and one dad.
Exactly. So
that is a hard pill to swallow, but that is very true. You're not there to be their friend, for sure. Well, speaking of our young people, when they do make good choices, they get rewarded with scholarships.
That's true. Last night we had awards at Rock Hill High School, but the Sheriff's Foundation of York County recognized students from across York County for giving their all in school. And in keeping with the commitment to provide educational opportunities for those individuals interested in pursuing a career in law enforcement, the Sheriff's Foundation of York County is pleased to announce its annual scholarship winners. Since 2011, just for some context here, the Sheriff's Foundation has awarded more than $250,000 in scholarships to high school students who stand out academically. The foundation awards $2,000 scholarships to selected applicants who intend to pursue a law enforcement-related area of study in college, such as criminal justice, corrections, forensic science, criminology, social work, nursing, and public information, that kind of thing, digital media, something like that. Those students who have earned these, we give out scholarships to sheriff's office employees, and we do give out civilian members or people's scholarships. So the sheriff's office employees were Ryan Cornwell or Jeffrey Cornwell from Rock Hill High School, Joshua Solomon II from Clover High School, Morgan Bennett from Rock Hill High School, Wes Moore from Catawba Ridge, Zoe Zamorski from Rock Hill High School, and my favorite, Olivia Ferris from Rock Hill High School.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. So these are children. Their parents work for the sheriff's office.
For the enforcement or the detention.
And they're available. That scholarship's available to them.
And they have to apply just like anybody else.
So after those, then you also give folks who don't have a loved one that works at the law enforcement.
You can apply for this scholarship. Okay. And we awarded some more from Madeline Shelley from Clover High School, Marlos Holler from Northwestern High School, Sophia DePauli, I want to make sure I said that right, from Catawba Ridge High School, and Tillman Shiplett from Catawba Ridge High School. Congratulations to everybody. So just remember, we don't just host these golf tournaments every year just to go out there and have a day off to play golf. All that money from our sponsors and participants goes to these scholarships, and all these kids are going to have a good leg up.
That's right. Be potential York County employees at the hospitals or at the sheriff's office or the PDs around.
Public safety something, helping out somewhere.
I think it's great.
And somewhere somebody eventually is going to help out the law enforcement community, and that's why we want to make sure these students have an easy start.
That's right. And hopefully maybe if they go off to school, they'll come home and want to do it right here where into the community that poured into them. So I think that's awesome.
And if you didn't get a scholarship this year as a high school student, if you haven't applied for it as a high school student, if you are in your undergraduate in college and you say, oh, I could use that little extra money, if you apply, say, as a freshman going into your sophomore year, you can apply for
a
scholarship too as a college student.
Just keep that in mind, because I know a lot of folks think that scholarships are available just for those students that are leaving high school going to college, but you can still get college scholarships while you're in college.
Yeah. Many opportunities.
Yeah, so I personally was always under that idea of thinking like, well, I didn't get this scholarship, but it wasn't until someone said, you can get scholarships all the way up through your senior year in college. So we appreciate that bit of knowledge. Congratulations to all of those young people.
And every bit helps.
So. Absolutely. That's right. Well, thanks again to the Sheriff's Foundation of York County. That nonprofit organization that supports the sheriff's office. And congratulations to all those young people, and job well done, and going to law enforcement. It's a great career, despite what some of the national media might tell you. The people who Serve and Protect are a special group. It is a calling, and we are a better society for those that do it and do it the right way and follow the rules. And boy, you can't get a better person than that, right, Trent? Right,
exactly.
I know I'm preaching to the choir, but
I think somebody told me, so you know, it's not a big deal about what you want to go to college. I mean, it's like, oh, going to college. What an employer wants to see is like they want you to see that, okay, you stayed in a place for 4 years. You
were committed.
You were committed right, to yes. an education for 4 years. Mm-hmm. You weren't bouncing around from job to job, here to there, that it was something that they can. I mean, my degree, I mean, I got a degree, but it wasn't like I was the smartest kid in college or the one smartest. They saw that you were committed and loyal to something for a extended period of time. And that goes to.
It's good work ethic.
Yes. Work ethic. There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was having a hard time trying to find the word.
Okay. Well, congratulations again.
I'm sure you do that all the time with Lucas in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
She does. It's okay.
It's okay.
That's why she's
we balance
good.
Each other out.
Yeah.
Well, good. We'll balance each other out in a couple
we
weeks.
We will. Yeah. Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right.